With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Senate's gearing up for another vote on a Republican-authored bill that would end the government shutdown now in its third day. We expect that vote in the Senate later today. Meanwhile, the administration is considering further shrinking the federal workforce.
The president met with his White House budget director on Thursday to discuss the possible firing of more federal workers. Referring to the shutdown, he wrote online that he can't believe Democrats gave him this unprecedented opportunity.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the government shutdown delaying the release of a host of economic reports, including the Labor Department's September jobs report that was due out later today. President Trump has forwarded a declaration to Congress classifying the drug cartels as unlawful combatants and declaring the U.S. to be in armed conflict with them. The U.S. military recently carried out several deadly strikes on alleged drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean. British authorities have identified the two people killed in yesterday's terrorist attack outside a Manchester synagogue. The BBC's Maura Alderson.
They were Adrian Dalby, who was 53, and 66-year-old Melvin Kravitz. Three other people suffered serious injuries after a man drove a car at members of the public before stabbing people. Police say they believe the attacker was Jihad al-Shami, a British citizen of Syrian descent.
The attack took place on Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar. Three other people in the hospital in serious condition. Southern California firefighters battling a massive blaze at a Chevron refinery just outside Los Angeles. A large fire erupted last night. The company's refinery in El Segundo, about a mile south of LAX. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 113 points higher. This is SRN News. The city of Seattle is being sued.
The Christian law firm Liberty Counsel filed against the city, its mayor, and chief of police on behalf of Christian organizers for May Day USA, a grassroots revival event. They accused the city of unlawfully denying the organizers a permit to peacefully assemble at a traditional downtown location due to its religious message, instead steering their May 24th event to a different park in an area which is predominantly LGBTQ+, where violent attacks from agitators ensued. George Williams, SRN News.
World Magazine reports prosecutors have filed a federal lawsuit under the FACE Act, accusing advocacy groups and private citizens of targeting and intimidating Jewish congregants at a New Jersey synagogue. Chapters of the National Party for Socialism and Liberation, along with American Muslims for Palestine, mounted a protest to turn violent outside a rabbi's memorial service November of 2024. SRN News. State Department will increase staffing at some U.S. embassies next year to accommodate an expected major jump in visa applications.
The reason? Soccer fans wanting to attend World Cup matches in the United States. The department will send hundreds of additional officers to designated countries to handle the demand for visa interviews. The number of staffers and the countries where they will have to go yet to be determined because the 48-team field for the 2026 World Cup has not been finalized. Jason Walker reporting.
The Trump administration announcing the cancellation of $7.6 billion intended for so-called clean energy projects across 16 states. The cuts likely will affect battery plants, hydrogen technology projects, and more. The administration says the projects would not satisfy national energy needs. More details at SRNNews.com.